Good Wednesday morning. How's your hump game on the 7th of April? Welcome in. Gary Sharp Show. I'm Gary. There is George on this overcast National Beer Day.
Really?
It is National Beer Day today. Now, some might say that what happened to the other 364 days? Why can't that be a National Beer Day? But today is the designated National Beer Day.
Okay.
So I think because of that, we are allowed to drink early, drink often, on air, off air. Doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
Because it's National Beer Day. Coming up, we hope to connect with Scott Shanley, busy man. We like to talk to him on Wednesdays. On the heels of the Sam Darnold, the Carolina trade, and we inch closer to the NFL draft and the Deshaun Watson news. Nike has dropped or has suspended their deal with Deshaun Watson. I should say suspended their deal, but that is significant. That is the first endorsement of Deshaun Watson that has publicly done something. But when will Deshaun Watson say something? Because yesterday, two of his accusers went public, and the NFL can't be happy, and you wonder what the next step is for Deshaun Watson and Houston when it comes to the NFL or the team. Everybody's saying, hey, how about Roger Goodell putting him on the exempt list? You know what? Why not Houston do something? I know that they were trying to trade him, but why don't they do something? Because this looks worse and worse every single day in the optics. And will Deshaun Watson come out and discuss something publicly instead of his attorney? But yesterday was not a good day for the optics of Deshaun Watson, and the NFL, I'm sure, cannot be happy with the developments that are going on in Houston, where they are up to 22 individuals that have filed civil lawsuits and now possibly criminal. Things are coming against Deshaun Watson. So Scott Shanley, scheduled to join us at 11:30. It is a mailbag on a Wednesday, straight up at noon. Your chance to win a gift card from Oscar's Pizza and Wings. You know how to win, because George is the one that sifts through all of the entries in the mailbag in the Equitable Bank inbox. George at 1620thezone.com. You either do music, food, or WrestleMania. That's what is the trick today, because WrestleMania is this weekend.
Sure is.
We had a question, was it last week or 2 weeks ago, about the WWE Hall of Fame, or maybe you and I were discussing it during the mailbag. Did you see who just went in to the WWE Hall of Fame?
I hope you're talking about the celebrity wing guy.
No.
Who are you talking about?
Ozzy Osbourne.
Did I miss that?
I saw it today on the scroll on ESPN that he's going in the WWE Hall of Fame.
No. Oh, my God.
Yep. George, you should drop your love of the sport.
No.
Just get rid of the sport.
Kick it
out of your life.
What has he done?
He bit the head off a bat one time.
Oh my.
He was in a reality show.
They should just get rid of
that. Was one-sided. Life. When all of his faculties are there, he's a hell of a performer. I just don't know much about his wrestling career.
Yeah, me either.
But he is in the Hall of Fame. Fridge is in the Hall of Fame, right?
I don't think so.
What? Now, how can... Now, hold on here. I don't want to make this all about wrestling.
You can. That's all right.
But how can... George! 35 years ago at the Rosemont Horizon in WrestleMania...
Chicago, Illinois.
The 85 Bears and professional wrestling came together. The Fridge. Do you not remember the Fridge beating Big John Studd?
I do. He is in the Hall
of
Fame. Okay.
I was going to say, that'd be a travesty.
2006.
We would have to do a podcast immediately on the travesty that Ozzy is in the Hall of Fame and the Fridge is not.
I'm with you. Yeah. I'm with you.
I mean, he knocked Big John Studd off the top rope.
Yeah. At least he participated in a match. What did Ozzy do?
Did he sing? Did he sing the anthem?
I don't even think he
did. When like the Undertaker retired or lost, did he sing "Mama, I'm Coming Home"?
I don't get it. Oh. They're running out of people.
Right, so the mailbag is straight up at noon. Parker Gabriel will join us at 1:30. Today is the first day in a long time that Nebraska media have been able to observe practice for a short window earlier today. I think we have grown as a media core. We have grown. We understand the temperature of the room, what our consumers want to hear or see, and not to make any sweeping observations. You can tell by tweets today of the more veteran reporters that are in the Nebraska football core, because they will just give factual stuff, and then they will say, I understand it's just the fifth practice of spring, or it's a small window, or what people are doing. But we'll get Parker Gabriel's thoughts coming up at 1:30. The quick observation, and this isn't just today that it hit me, this team looks a lot more physically like a Big Ten team. Guys that are either entering the program or have been here in a short amount of time, they look like a Big Ten football team, especially on the defensive line. I think one of the things today is you don't have a couple of guys that Nebraska will need in the fall that were not suited up. Marquise Stepp, Omar Manning were not participating today. And it's a huge spring for Marquise Stepp to learn the offense, to maybe grab that number one running back job, and to stay healthy so that the issues that plagued him injury-wise at USC don't creep back up. Some of the video I've seen, looks like Scott Frost is more involved, not just quarterbacks, but is more involved with the rest of the team. And it was good to see guys like Miles Farmer, recognized him right away. Miles Farmer is in uniform and participating, so that's a really good sign. So PG will join us at 1:30. We have lots to discuss. We are on the eve of the Masters, where Dustin Johnson will try and do something that is very difficult to do, and that is to repeat. And it would be even more amazing for Dustin Johnson to repeat in Augusta, because when he won in November, and now to the normal time when the Masters would be held, the conditions are drastically different. The greens are different. That would be very, very impressive to have DJ repeat, but it's very difficult. We will discuss about the Masters coming up as we roll till 2 with all of you. If you'd like to be part of the program, 951-1620. You can always email us into the Equitable Bank inbox, Gary or George at 1620thezone.com. That's the same place to drop your mailbag questions, or on the JTech Construction Twitter feed at Gary Sharp 1620. At Myasis Black 04 or at Gary Sharp Show. Tony may have the credentials for why Ozzie is in the Hall of Fame. Good morning, Tony.
Morning, Gary. How are you?
Good.
Good. Unless I'm wrong, in the mid-80s, I think Ozzie was a sidekick to Jake the Snake Roberts for a while. Ooh. And participated in WrestleMania.
Okay. Now, that would make sense. All right. Tony, thanks for the call.
Yeah, Tony's not wrong. Ozzy, I guess, appeared in WrestleMania 2 with the British Bulldogs. And I guess he's got a couple of other hosting of Raws underneath his belt.
Did he ride the crazy train into WrestleMania 2?
Done. Oh, I have such an issue with this.
I have an issue with the only time I've ever seen him in person, and he wasn't all there. I'm sure I'm not alone, but I would have liked to see Ozzy, the younger Ozzy,
yeah,
live. Then I got to see the older version,
yeah,
which you couldn't quite make out all the lyrics. They were there, but they weren't there. The younger version, that show would have been amazing. But I saw him because he was here in Omaha, what was this, probably 7-8 years ago? Yeah. Yeah. Crazy Train didn't sound exactly the same. So WrestleMania is coming up this weekend. So you want to get into George's good tier of possibly winning a gift card from Oscars. That is the way to do it. All right, 10:33. We'll have more, some off-the-cuff observations. No sweeping generalizations about Nebraska's spring football and the open opportunity today, but there are some things that have need to be discussed over the first couple of days that not only are spring football topics that will lead into the fall. When we come back, so later this afternoon in San Jose, California, Tim Miles will be officially announced as the head coach of San Jose State. As that story started to develop during our show yesterday, we talked about Tim's time at Nebraska and how that's a good spot for him to go out there and rebuild, no pressure, goes back to a conference which he's very familiar with. As I rattled off the names of coaches that are going to be in the Mountain West next year, it's going to be a challenge, but it's a place that's only won 20 basketball games in the last 4 years. But as that became well known yesterday that Tim had a new job after being on the sidelines for 2 years and joining us in the media, the well-wishers, plenty of well-wishers. Why is Tim Miles different? Around this state, whether it be for Nebraska, Omaha, or Creighton, when a coach leaves, either he's fired or he moves on to another job, we don't necessarily wish him well. But Tim Miles is different. Why is Tim Miles different? He got fired at Nebraska. He was 116 and 114. Tim Miles may be an outlier or just one of a couple of ex-coaches around here that people are wishing well to. They want to see them do well in their next job. I think that's rare. Why is Tim different? We'll get into that when you return. Again, 951-1620. Want to hop on the boat and start rowing today? We've got lots to discuss. Lots to discuss today. We will get to last night in the NBA. I think I saw one of the better NBA games I've seen in a long time.
Mm-hmm.
If you stayed up late to watch Golden State and Milwaukee,
yeah,
that is one of the better NBA games that I think has taken place this year. And Kevin Durant is back today. Did you remember that he still played in the NBA and he wasn't just an online star that liked to pick fights with people?
Jesus.
He's back after missing 22 games.
Coincidence he's coming back when James Harden goes out. Just saying.
Yeah, they've had so little time together, the big three. Is that worrisome? Yeah. Now, when they're together, they're filthy. But that's got to be a little bothersome, especially now that Embiid is back. And Embiid, I mean, Boston doesn't have an answer for Embiid. Does the East have an answer for a healthy Embiid? We'll see. We'll discuss. Because Daryl Morey of the 76ers also had an interesting comment about a phase of the NBA that he doesn't like. We'll get into that a little bit later. 10:36, The Gary Sharp Show with George on this Wednesday, the 7th of April, on 1620 The Zone.